This is WSIU In Focus. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's 7:44 on Eclipse Day. Our guest for WSIU In Focus is Matt Kaplan, the host of Planetary Radio. Matt, we finally made it.
Oh, man. After all these months and for you guys years, it is literally hard to believe this is the day.
Is this like a kid on Christmas for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is absolutely the way.
Now, you are among the many who are first-time eclipse viewers today. What are you expecting, and what are you telling other people to expect?
You know, I have, over the last few months, and actually years, because we've been talking to eclipse chasers on Planetary Radio for years, I know what they tell me to expect. I know that every one of them has used the same phrase, it is life-changing. And so I'm hoping, you know, God and meteorology willing, that we're going to have the skies that let us enjoy this fully and see totality in its glory and see the corona. I expect this to be as an emotional experience as it apparently is for most people.
And, of course, the National Weather Service says there is a chance for rain in the forecast today, but they're saying that it's not until 4 or 5 o'clock after the eclipse.
Oh, you still have scared me a little bit, but
well,
okay, all right.
We're still, the forecast is still okay. There are a lot of people coming to Carbondale to view this, but there are people in outlying areas who are still in the path of totality. So that means we need to talk about the safety. Those solar eclipse glasses are critical.
You betcha. And of course, there has very sadly been all these stories about the counterfeit eclipse glasses, counterfeit to the point where they even list the certifications, the ISO certification, that says they're okay. Now, by this time, if you do not have your glasses, I know there is still a lot out there. If you go to a major vendor, department store, discount store, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be okay. The key thing is you should not be able to see anything through those glasses except the sun. And if that's the case, I mean, this is why sunglasses will not protect you. The sun is that bright. And you need them even when there is just a sliver of the sun still visible. You must be wearing those glasses or other protection. It is absolutely vital to protect your eyesight.
And we should let people know that it'll be announced if you're in the stadium this afternoon that now you can take off your glasses. If you are not in the stadium, if you're not on the SIU campus and cannot hear that, in Carbondale, the totality will begin at 1:20 and 6 seconds, and it ends at 1:22 and 41 seconds. And only inside that window can you take those glasses off.
That is correct. And you should be aware, you know, depending on where you are along the path and within the signal of WSIU, that will shift by a few seconds, but that's a good center point to be thinking about.
Sure. So for people who will be here and they're ready for this, what do you say in terms of documenting this? I know a lot of people are saying, put your phones away,
you
put
bet.
The cameras away.
I totally agree with that advice. You know, there will be so many places that you can go, including the WSIU and SIU sites, and a million social media tweeters and so on, where you'll be able to find terrific images. The NASA site, of course. So put down the camera, put down the smartphone, and just let it sink in. Enjoy that 2 minutes and 38 or so seconds worth of totality that, you know, many people will never get a chance to see, and who knows whether any of us will have a chance again. It is that impressive, that spectacular from everything I've been told, and I know we're going to shut up in the stadium on the stage and just let people enjoy what happens.
And as many times as people say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, one of the reasons Carbondale is in the spotlight today...
It's a twice-in-a-lifetime.
7 years from now, another eclipse. I know a lot of scientists are talking about what they're going to look at today, what they're going to compare it to 7 years from now. How important in your mind is that science, that comparing how all of this looks from 1 year to the next?
You know, it's really every eclipse that is important to scientists. I mean, we have been studying eclipses for... most of the history of humanity, really. And there are eclipses that have delivered tremendous science, like 100 years ago when an eclipse basically proved the general theory of relativity from Einstein and made him that household name we still know today. But every eclipse reveals the sun, and particularly the corona, the atmosphere of the sun, in ways that we simply cannot do even with our best instruments on the ground or in space. So there is terrific science to be done at every eclipse. And of course, with this one, with Citizen Kate, And projects like that. We may, for the first time, get up to like an hour and a half movie of the eclipses across the United States, an unprecedented science.
That's Citizen Kate Project. Lots of different points across totality where they're taking pictures, they're taking video of what it looks like during totality.
Absolutely right.
Sure. With just about a minute or so that we have remaining, I wanted to thank you for coming in. You'll be the MC for today's events at Saluki Stadium, but we sure appreciate you making the trip to Carbondale.
I cannot imagine a place I would rather be. This university has done such a great job, as has WSIU, which I thank for our Planetary Radio Live program last night, where we had a blast. This is truly a great place to be to enjoy the eclipse, but wherever you are, be safe, but enjoy this this cosmic event.
Sure. Matt Kaplan is the host of Planetary Radio. You can hear that here on WSIU, and he'll be the MC for today's activities at Saluki Stadium. Matt, thanks again.
Thank you.
We're going to let him get on his way for the rest of today. And if you're headed outside today to watch that total solar eclipse, again, we have a mostly sunny sky in store. The National Weather Service says there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's not until late this afternoon into this evening. Expect a high around 92, a heat index topping out somewhere between 95 and 100.